All the Hits, 107.7 The Beat. Good morning. And on the phone with me is Ani from the Environmental Center in Bend. She's the program manager for the Rethink Waste Project. Good morning, Ani.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's dive right into it. We're talking about plastic this morning. Could you touch on just what are some of the positives and what are some of the negatives of plastic?
Yeah, well, plastics is an incredible substance, right? We use it in every room in our house and every part of our, our cars are made there's a lot of plastics mm-hmm. in our cars. There's a lot of plastics in our workplace and outside and inside. It's everywhere. And it's a really amazing substance and we should use it like that. But I think a lot of people don't really think about it as a detriment to our health and our environment, and they don't think about where it comes from and where it goes. So I just want to start really quick about, all plastic is made from petroleum, which is oil or natural gas, right? So it's coming from dead dinosaurs and it's made into this often single-use material that we just then throw away.
Right.
So it takes a long time to make oil, right, in the first place, and we use it the one time and then we just throw it away. And oftentimes people don't really think about where away is, but away is actually a place. So it's going somewhere. And all along that supply chain from upstream to from when it's made to the use and then the downstream to where it's disposed, there are impacts, both positive and negative. So I think plastic is cheap, right? It's very inexpensive. That's a plus for us financially, but it's also going to be something that we have to pay for down the line. It's not really great for our health. Plastic is made of natural gas and oil, but it also has added chemicals in order to make it pliable or to make it stiff.
Sure.
And those chemicals are not always good for us on a personal level. And then if you think about the environment, it's not great for the wildlife because wildlife, in the oceans, of course, like a floating plastic bag looks kind of like a jellyfish. So a turtle might try to eat it and then feel full, even though it just has this big plastic bag in its belly. Mm. But that's, us living here in Central Oregon, sometimes the ocean doesn't really feel like our problem. And that's something that to think about as well. But by us using plastic here in Central Oregon, we're still contributing to this problem, right? We have the Deschutes River right here in our backyard, and any plastics that we might use and end up in the landfill or in our environment might wash into the river, which washes into the Columbia River, which washes into the ocean, or it could also affect the fish and wildlife more locally. Plastics, when they break down into little bits, can look like food to our local birds and wildlife as well. So more negative than positive in that sentence. But.
Absolutely. Well, what are some plastic alternatives then? What are some things that we can do instead of using plastic?
Yeah, it's hard, right? You go to the grocery store and everything is wrapped in plastic.
But I
think one thing we can do is choose. Like, we're looking at the shelf. If we see something that is wrapped in plastic versus something that is not wrapped in plastic, we can choose with our dollar to buy the thing that's not wrapped in plastic. Or we can reuse the plastic that we do buy. Shredded cheese, for example, if you buy a packet of shredded cheese, it comes in a Ziploc bag. So can we reuse that Ziploc bag rather than buying a brand new box of virgin plastic bags?
Right.
And just sort of rethinking that idea. Same thing with trash bags, right? Can you put your trash in your dog food bag rather than buying new trash bags? And then as far as avoiding plastic in general, there are a lot of things that we can use for plastic bags instead of plastic bags. For example, at the grocery store, we can sew an old T-shirt into a bag. We can use canvas bags. We can just not use bags at all. And just like if we're only buying a couple of things, maybe we can just carry it out without using them. There's a great plastic wrap or plastic bag alternative that is relatively new on the market. And we actually have a local purveyor called Melly Wraps, and it's a piece of fabric that is coated in beeswax, and it molds and sticks to your food, and you can use it to cover a bowl in the refrigerator, or if you can use it to wrap your sandwich instead of using that plastic.
I've seen those before. They're really neat, actually, and they come in some cool designs.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's prettier than plastic, too.
Exactly. Now, to our listeners who are just joining in, I'm on the phone with Ani, and we're going to continue after these next couple of songs, continuing to talk about plastic. Specifically, Ani, I want to dive into this bill in the Senate and something called extended producer responsibility. Make sure to stick around. I've got Ani on the phone.